Hi, I'm Christian Horner, and welcome to the Red Bull Basement Sessions.
That's Christian Horner, team principal of Formula One team Red Bull Racing. And these are the Red Bull Basement Sessions, where global innovators, entrepreneurs, and athletes open up to share their mindset, their motivations, and what it takes to make a difference. I'm Tom Carroll, and Red Bull Basement is here to support students to constructively challenge the status quo and make a positive impact now and for the future. At the helm of Red Bull Racing for 16 years, Christian Horner has overseen one of Formula One's most remarkable success stories. By building a unique team which works collaboratively from the drivers all the way to the coffee guy to achieve results. You might remember Sebastian Vettel winning 4 World Drivers' Championship titles. Well, between 2010 and 2013, Red Bull Racing dominated F1. And they have consistently finished in the top 3 teams over the past 10 years. Starting out with the team from the get-go in 2005, Christian is still one of the youngest team principals in the sport.
And one of the most experienced.
Formula One is the biggest team sport in the world, focused on designing, manufacturing and operating 2 cars, which is nuts.
All right, Max, radio check.
Copy that, radio sounds good.
That's why our mechanics have broken the world records in pit stops in the last 6 months.
Veer was looking a bit of a handful there. Should we box this lap?
Ideas that can have a huge influence over the outcome of a race. Whatever it is, it's worth pursuing. And particularly in our world, it's all about those incremental tiny gains.
Under Christian's stewardship and out of nowhere, Red Bull Racing have disrupted the sport and the bigger teams, emerging in the top 3 constructors. The team like to do things a little bit differently, with an inclusive environment.
One that stimulates creativity and we're very different to other teams. It's a far less corporate, environment. You see a lot more jeans and t-shirts here. That is so crucial, and I think the people play such an important role. And there's no I in team, it's about everybody working collectively.
Just like many in the sport, Christian's love for racing began around 11 years old, finding a passion for the thrill of racing go-karts around the track.
I progressed through the different formulas or karting formulas, and then I won a scholarship from Renault. And at this point, in the early 90s, my aspirations were very much on being a Formula One driver myself. And I was a test driver for Lotus in Formula One and raced in Formula 3 and then what is now Formula 2. But the higher I got, the more limited my talent became apparent. So I was okay, but there was lots of drivers that were okay and very few that were outstanding. And so I made the decision that I wanted to switch from racing, but to stay in the sport. And so I started my own team and raced for my own team in its first year. And that taught me so much about creating a small business and operating that team. And then I ran the team as the team principal, won the championship for 3 years in a row. And then Red Bull approached me to get involved with their newly acquired Formula One team.
By assembling some of the best talent and fostering a team spirit, Christian has since helped Red Bull blossom into a championship winning team that has consistently won the drivers and constructors titles, the ultimate prize in the sport. This is the biggest team sport in the world.
I love working within that team environment. I think Formula One is the epitome of teamwork. So we're used as a lot of case studies for how our decision-making process within a crisis is used, what our chain of command is, how we operate. And just recently, obviously, with the ventilators, that were required in the UK with the COVID crisis, Formula One collectively put its brain power into coming up with solutions that would have otherwise taken 3 years, we achieved in about a month.
Entering a sport dominated by established teams with long histories in motor manufacturing, success was never going to be an easy thing. But it's this fresh and unique approach that has driven Red Bull to new heights.
We're just so different. I mean, Red Bull as a brand is so different to an automotive manufacturer. We're sort of non-conformist. We're the mavericks of the paddock. We play our music loud in the garage. People look like they're actually enjoying themselves. That's so important, I think, and embodies the team spirit that we have. That's why our mechanics have broken the world record 5 times in pit stops in the last 6 months. Red Bull is just so differently positioned. I think it's more inclusive, it's more relaxed, it's not less serious. It's just a different vibe. It's a more inclusive vibe.
But that was better with the cool down laps.
Yeah, that was better when we cooled down.
Well, when you see your car cross the line and win and beat all the other competitors, then you know you've done a decent job. And that is a tremendously rewarding moment for the whole team, because across the whole, you know, spectrum, from the van drivers to the logistics to production to design to from a reliability perspective, strategy, pit stops, yeah, everything has to come together. So it's a culmination of a huge amount of teamwork that's gone into that moment. And even on a race that you win, there's things that you could have done better. So you've got to always be self-analytical. You know, where can I be better? Where can the team be better? Where can the performance be better? So you're always challenging yourself. And I think that when you work within a team, it's not having a blame culture. It's not about finger pointing. It's about working as a group. And, you know, celebrating success, that's hugely important, because you have more bad days than you have good days. And so the good days, they have to make up for, and they remind you why you're doing it. And so it's important to celebrate and embrace that.
Global innovators and the entrepreneurial spirit is what Red Bull Basement is all about at its core, finding the tech solution that will make an impact and can completely change the game. And Christian Horner is at the forefront of the world's most technology-driven sport, which is why it makes sense that he is really keen to stress how important it is to keep a leading edge against the competition.
Our technology has really driven our sport forward. It is the embedded within the DNA of what we do. Technology drives everything that we do, you know, from simulation perspective, from tools that we use, the driver-in-the-loop simulators that we have, the virtual world that we now operate in. They're all things that just have changed the business so incredibly, particularly during the last 10 years, whether it's, you know, looking at different settings on the car, whether it's referencing the simulator, driving in the simulator. You know, so both our drivers this week are in doing Grand Prix distances in the virtual world around the Russian Grand Prix. So it has a huge, huge influence. And it's great to see the broadcasters starting to use some of that data and knowledge and technology to make the viewing experience that much better, whether it's from the radio transmissions to the data that we can see, the G loads, the strategy decisions, and working out why and what is going on.
In a technology-dominated world, where audiences are demanding deeper, more accessible insight into elite sport, Formula One teams must strike the right balance between satisfying fans and not giving away too much. Audiences are becoming more data-hungry. They want behind-the-scenes information and decision-making.
They want to know what we know. It's a fine line between opening Pandora's box and showing everything, or we know our competitors watch all that stuff as well as we are watching them. So it's finding that balance between what you want to show and giving enough for the fans and the spectators and the diehards to really submerse themselves in the technology of these cars.
With pole positions and points coming thick and fast, there is always the promise of more victories on the horizon. So who knows what the future holds?
You know, you've got to shoot for the stars, and sometimes you land on the moon. And I think you have to be realistic. You have to be focused. If you believe in your idea and you believe in your, in something, you can achieve anything. I certainly sign up fully to that. I wanted to be a team principal. I wanted to win the world championship. If you believe in it and you want something bad enough, you can achieve anything. And I think Red Bull has epitomized that with what they've achieved, you know, over the last 30 years is quite phenomenal.
That was Christian Horner's story for the Red Bull Basement Sessions, a man who has used his skills as a driver to then pull together one of the best teams in motor racing, disrupting the way things are done in Formula One and proving that change can lead to success on the track. Red Bull Basement is not just a podcast. We select the most impactful, feasible, and creative tech ideas from student innovators around the world and support these changemakers in realizing their vision. Next time, 4-time world champion surfer Carissa Moore.
If you believe in something enough and you really devote your being and your heart and your mind to something, you can achieve anything. So go after it, because like that's when the magic happens.
I'll see you next time for the inspirational Carissa and to hear how she turned her passion into a career. Follow Red Bull Basement Sessions on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And visit redbullbasement.com to find more stories from innovators who are driving positive change around the world.